The next patient is Mr. Henry Dollard. The last name is D-O-L-L-A-R-D. Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old African-American male that has a kidney transplant, period. The patient comes today complaining of infection in the left eye, period. The patient went to the optometrist, and the patient was referred to the ophthalmologist. And they have been treating him with gadamycin drops for more than 4 weeks, period. It seems to me that this is an intraocular infection. The patient has been complaining of a blurred vision. And since this is not the scope of the practice, we are going to refer him to a retina and posterior chamber specialist, Dr. David Misch, M-I-S-C-H, for a second opinion, period. Number two, this patient has been followed because of the persistent elevation of the tacrolimus. He has been taken two milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon, alternated with 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 milligrams in the afternoon. The tacrolimus level that was taken on October the 4th of 2022 was 11.5, which is significantly elevated. We are going to make the adjustment in the tacrolimus level to 2 milligrams in the morning and 1 milligram in the afternoon, and we are going to repeat the levels in 1 week. Following number, the patient has a renal replacement therapy, a kidney transplant that was done in 2015 in the left lower quadrant. It's a DDKD. The kidney function has been between 29 and 31 mLs per minute with 500 milligrams of proteinuria. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of weeks with a new laboratory workup. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Blood pressure reading today 144 over 79. Following number, hyperuricemia under control with the administration of Euloric. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, hypercoagulable state on warfarin. Reevaluation in 2 weeks with lab. Period. Paragraph. We spent 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes of documentation, 4 minutes.